Steve and Jill here.
Happy Monday.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I am Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how people are getting rich. This whole title and show and episode came up because Jill had a consulting call with a couple of people, and they're getting rich. They're in our group getting rich, and they wanted to know how to get, I guess, better.
Well, it's so funny. It was just like I hung up the phone, or it wasn't on the phone. It was a Zoom call, and I'm like, I got off the call, and I'm like, holy cow. You know, it's just a sweet couple in our group, you know, about to quit their jobs, which are good jobs, by the way. And I'm like, wow, do they even realize what just happened? And then what we're talking about is what's possible. And that's what's like, and they're like ready for it. They're like, yep, we get you. They weren't even shocked as we talked. And I know we'll share more about this.
Yeah, we'll get into it in the episode because we haven't talked about it at all except for the title. So I want to know what they said and what their situation is and how they got there and all of that.
It was funny. Yeah.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Pete wrote, "Hi all, I'm new to Land Academy and loving it all. I just approved my first batch of 10,000 units of mail, 10,000 mailers, with offers to owners, and I can't wait until the activity starts."
Yikes.
In my opinion, I wonder if Pete's going to send it out all at once. Been there, done that, or he's going to sparse it out. I'm guessing he's going to sparse it out, but we'll see. In my opinion, I'd rather send a large quantity of mail and be a little picky instead of moving forward with marginal deals that will take longer to sell. I'm hoping to get on a schedule of this amount of mailers per week as a base and then build up from there. Am I setting myself up to be overwhelmed? Or is this a level that I can manage as long as I delegate as much as possible? I'm planning to use Pat Live, and I've got a couple assistants already that work for me for other businesses.
Oh, okay.
That's good.
Here we go.
So it should be pretty easy for me to get them up to speed on some of the other tasks.
Excellent.
Is there anyone out there that sends 100,000 mailers a month? From the response rates I've heard just reading here, this type of volume could be really lucrative as long as you can turn your system into a well-oiled machine. This ties into what we talked about yesterday. If any pros out there have some advice or tips on anything, I'm all ears. You want to go first?
No, you go first.
Okay. So this ties into, last week actually, the call that I had with this couple that we're going to talk about today, you know, and just what's possible. So to answer Pete's question, see what you can do. I personally, we talked about this in the last couple of weeks. You know, there's people that are go for it people that just, you know, jump off the cliff. There's people that I'm gonna stand over here and watch you guys, and there's some that can't get out of the car. Well, Pete's clearly a jump off the cliff, and he's a run off the cliff
just
person.
Like Jill.
Like, I'll figure it out. So you're either gonna sink or swim. You're gonna figure it out. And it sounds like Pete has other companies and things going on, so this is not nuts for him. I think it's great. I would have no trouble with your 10,000 a week. Tweak it as needed. And if in a perfect world, you don't roll back the mail, you hire more help, kind of thing, so you can just do the volume that you want to do.
Here's what's great about this approach, and the fact that you have other businesses. I absolutely now understand why you want to do this. We have another member who's got a couple other companies who took this approach, and he's incredibly successful in Texas. You're going to find out. Mm-hmm. You know, now you're in it. If you sent out 10,000 mailers, now what will happen next in this whole career is how you handle it. And you're either going to be handle it or you're not. But if you've got other businesses, I'm sure you're going to handle it well. Mm-hmm. And you're just going to have to roll with all the stuff that's going on. You're going to get tons and tons and tons of inbound phone calls for probably 2 weeks straight, and a lot of deals to look at, and you're going to be scrambling and probably staying up all night. When you come out of the end of that, there's no other way around it. When you come out of the other end of that, you will have 5 to 10 to 15 great transactions to buy, and you know it's blood, sweat, and tears, baptism by fire, blood, sweat, and tears thing. So no, I love this approach. Mm-hmm. I think especially if you have other businesses, it's great. Mm-hmm. there are certain people, the real risk in this, oh, great, Steve, then why doesn't everybody do it? The risk in this is that you can't handle it, so you just shut down. You mentally shut down on it and say, you know what, there's too many moving parts to this. I don't want to do it.
Right.
And then it really discourages you. And then you, and that later in the week, we're going to talk about there's no such thing as a failed mailer. Because then you will say to Jill and I at some point, or our staff, my mailer failed. When in fact, it didn't fail at all. Mm-hmm. It just didn't get worked the way that it should have.
Right. I love it.
I do too.
No, and be picky. I tell people this all the time. The best thing you can do is send more mail and be picky. Pick good ones.
Today's topic, people are getting rich. This is the meat of the show. Jill had a consulting call, like we said earlier. Was it a consulting call, or was it just kindness of your heart?
No, it was a consulting call. It was a paid consulting call.
So give us a little background and what happened on this call.
Neat couple in California. She is currently and wrapping up like a last transaction as a real estate agent. He has a construction company. And they're married. This was their first six-figure month, and they're like, okay, now we got to make some different decisions. They've been doing this for a while, building up, and now it's happening, like in a big way. It's happening in a way that they can make different career decisions and different life decisions. So that's why they had a consulting call with me, because they've been working it just by themselves, and the call was really about a little bit about what's possible. And a lot of it about hiring and what should our next moves be.
So what's their, I mean, how do they get to where, how much money are they making? Where do they get, how do they get there?
They've been doing deals. I want to say, going from memory here. They have a minimum that's no less than $10,000, or they won't do the deal, first of all. And they're starting to scale up on the deals. They haven't had as much success on the buy for 30, sell for, 60 because it's worth 90 or sell for 7, whatever it is. They haven't had as much there, but they're starting to move in that direction. But also they're moving in the direction of more deal flow. They have, I think, like 13 in the works right now, 13 in escrow in some form of buy sell thing. So they've got all the little parts figured out. And now it's just like, okay, it was really good. It was all about who do we hire? What are our next people to put in place? Little things about how, and we should talk about this more, and I do, we talk about this. I'm going to start talking about this more. I have a closed Land Academy ladies group, and I think that's our topic this week is, yeah, building your dream team. We're going to get more into it on that. But who should be the next people? What characteristics do we look for? What do I pay? I mean, all kinds of little details like that. But it was really surrounding what kind of team do I need? And I told them, here's the bottom line. If you got, because they're half into it right now. They're both doing other careers and they're making six figures.
A month,
by the way. So if you're half into it right now, making over $100,000 a month, if you guys quit your jobs and you go all in and then you have two key people like we talked about, there's no reason why you could probably quietly double and triple that.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what they're like,
easily.
Oh, it was really good because he's like, oh, I was thinking this. So I was just, yeah. And so then it's because there's a sweet spot. You know, how big do you want this to get? And that's something only you can decide. How many employees you want to take on, because that's a whole nother, brings a whole nother set of responsibilities.
To you.
Right, to you.
Your responsibilities.
And work, and depending what state you're in. We happen to be in California, so I talked about hiring people in-state versus hiring people out-of-state. There's things you have to look at. But the big picture is...
Sounds like a good call.
Actually. I hung up the phone, and it was so cool because I'm like, man, you guys. They have been quietly, successfully doing everything we talk about. They're there on the calls. They're not real loud. They're just kind of, and look at what's going on.
They're not real loud.
Well, you know what I mean. There's people on our calls that are real vocal and have a lot of things to say.
Oh, they're on our calls, yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
That kind of a thing. You know, they're just in there asking a lot of questions. But no, this sweet couple's like, you know, they're here working it and building up their business. And I'm like, I hung up the phone going, holy cow, these people are getting rich. So what else is out there? Who else is doing,
yeah,
you know, that,
that we don't know
about. I haven't talked to, right, and I don't know about.
Oh,
and
I think there's tons of people.
Totally. It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It was really cool. It was really fun. What was awesome and exciting to me, too, that when you start this, you think, what do you mean I can buy something for $2,000 and sell it for $5,000? You know, that's like mind-boggling. And then for a lot of people, when you're getting started, you look at your bank account and you start with $2,000 and now you have $20,000, you're like,
or $200.
I'm rich. Or you know, well, hold on. Oh,
$500? $500,000.
Well, I was going to say, I'm going to get to that. But when you're new, when you're brand new and you turn $2,000 into $20,000, you feel like you just won the lottery. And then after you get going, it's not like you get numb to it, but you're like, I see what's happening. I can do this. So they're at that level now. They're like, you know, it's weird when, you know, for so many people, you have to be, you know, your friends, you know, hey, we're making $100,000 a month over here. It's like, what the heck? And we're about to triple that. What the heck? You know?
Yeah, I would highly recommend it. You don't tell anybody that you're friends.
That's
the fastest way to lose your friends.
This is true.
I can speak from experience for both Jill and I. The single fastest way to lose your friends, there's two great ways to lose friends. Number one, be incredibly successful and be loud about it. Sports cars and Barbie houses on the beach. Or number two, be really, really loud about how you feel about politics. You will lose about 50% of your friends overnight with both of those things.
There we go.
And if you want to lose all your friends, do both of those at the same time.
There we go. You need to hit the reset button on your friends. Have that kind of a party. That's what you should do. Invite all my friends over. I'm going to cater it. And it's going to be like to the nines.
Yeah, I would call the party this.
Uh-oh.
It's either, however you go, this is an extreme right or an extreme left party. And we are celebrating why we are immune from all of this.
Right. You should cater it and have people dress as that leader of that political party and walk around and hand out hors d'oeuvres.
And announce
that. Oh, the other person should hand out hors d'oeuvres. There we go.
And be real clear and announce this at the party often and with vigor that you're not, you and your spouse, either way, right or left, or however this plays out with the COVID and all of it, you're just, doesn't apply to you because you've been working at home anyway, and you're in the real estate business, and real estate's great, and everything else is falling apart. But you're good. You will lose 95% of your friends.
Don't do that.
And I'm just, don't, we didn't do anything like that. No, I'm just saying, you know, stuff happens during these times, and things get flushed out.
Okay. Wow, well, my more sincere point was,
we all know we should never talk about how much money we make. It's just in poor taste.
No, but it was just that, wow, you know, it becomes, I don't want to say, it's like you get into it and you're like, I got this. I guess that's it. It's second nature. People are getting rich. I'm so proud of them.
Yeah.
And by the way, rich to you, everybody has their own level of rich.
It just keeps changing.
Rich can be, and I mean this sincerely, when we wrote the, you know, $10,000 a month for life, I mean, I thought that was rich.
Yeah.
I'm happy with that. Right. For people, $5,000 a month for life is rich, and that's great.
Yep.
So,
well, $10,000 a month for me is still rich.
Exactly.
With not, when you're not working super, super hard.
Right.
You know, that, you know, to kind of close this topic, what people who are on their way up don't understand how your job description, your day-to-day job description changes as you go through these stages of wealth. You know, at a certain point, we're at this point, we're just recruiters.
Right.
And that's it. In fact, we recruit the recruiters now. It's that bad. And we look at reports and make suggestions, but not really. And so and all the things between being a one-person operation in the back of an apartment, you know, which is how I started this whole thing as a second job, then there's all the stuff that goes on in between. And some of the years and some of the job descriptions I love. Like, I love my job description as an instructor right now, right, which I think, I look back on it, we've kind of assigned ourselves that. You don't really know until you get into it if you're going to like it or not. You know, again, I keep coming back to this one member who his spouse survived cancer, and he just decided he was going to do one deal a month. And as far as I know, that's all he's doing.
That's it.
He's making 100 grand a month, and he's on a deal, on one deal, handpicked, sends a ton of mail out, a ton of analysis, and just to get that one deal, doesn't work that hard, and he just enjoys his life. So, you know, there's a lot of things that Jill and I could do, and people like the people that you interviewed or had a consulting call with, to get very, very, very wealthy. But I really have decided, Jill and I together, once every few months, sit down and say, look, is this good enough? I mean, it's gonna get a little bigger. Maybe we can do this one thing. It's gonna take us a certain amount of time. It's probably gonna help, now it's gonna help way more people or respond to what people want. And, but we make enough money.
We do.
You know?
I'm happy.
I'm happy too. So there's a lot of stuff we could buy. We could do apartment building syndications for Class A apartment buildings in places like Las Vegas. We could easily do that. Mm-hmm. We could put in, and probably do it in a month. I don't want to go. I don't want that job description. And great, my lifestyle is not going to change at all. I'm not going to live in a different house. Our kids aren't going to go to better schools. There's no real return. This Jeff Bezos thing and that level, it really is. When I talk to young men, they, you know, they all see it. I guess I did at that age too, but that doesn't. So when I say people are getting rich, that's a self-definition, and it always comes with a different job description. That's what no one talks about.
My final point is, whatever that is for you, think about it, plan it, write it down, and watch what happens. And that's what I told them. I said, I can't wait to see. Like, there, we kind of talked about a yearly goal. It's December 2020 now. I said, okay, because they asked, where can we be in a year? Here's our plan. And we talked about how to get there and laid out a real good roadmap and what they need, which is not a lot, really not a lot. I said, but by the way, guys, I said, please promise me you're going to write it down on a sticky note, something, stick it on your computer, put a date on it, watch what happens.
This is a fascinating topic for me. And the next time, there's no way you could have known that's what they wanted, because I know you do a lot of consulting calls. But if you could text me or something, and I would, if I'm not going to hinder the process, this is the fascinating topic for me right now, because I'm writing this book about helping young men kind of sort out the stuff that they should do and the order they should do it in when it comes to vacation, I mean, not vacation, education and women and
children and all house. Of
that and planning. And so I really think I can help a lot. Mm-hmm. It's fascinating to talk to people who are, sounds like they're right in the kind of that, they're in the second or third inning.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Were they excited?
Totally. Yeah. Excited and sponges.
Do they have roles like you and I do?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. And I talked about too. You got to clearly define who you are. I also told them, of these next employees you're going to hire, you can't be two bosses. You have to pick who's the bosses and really further define your roles and who reports to who, because otherwise it's a disaster. Be real clear on all this.
So what are their one-year goals?
Triple their money.
So $300,000 a month.
Yeah, and bigger deals. Bigger deals to do it.
That's awesome. So easy. You just send out more mail and get a couple of employees.
Yep.
And train them really well.
There you go. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show is called How Accountability Groups Work. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
I have an eyelash in my eye, and then I have an announcement. Can you get the eyelash? Do you see the eye or the hair in my eye?
There's a lot of hair.
Oh, there's a hair in my eye. Okay, we'll get it.
Sorry.
I'll go get it. So there's a lot of hair there. I would like to share, because it's Monday, for please, if you have the time, check out tomorrow, Facebook and YouTube Live. I will be at 3 o'clock Pacific time. So what's that, 7 o'clock Eastern? 6 o'clock
Six.
Eastern? 6 o'clock Eastern time. I can't remember. 7 o'clock. I don't remember what the change is right now. But anyway.
Oh, maybe it is.
I think it's 7. So join me. It's going to be really cool. It's my first. It's kind of a public, open women's group. But everybody can join us, and it's going to be really good. And I'm going to talk about why women make better investors than men. So men, you might want to tune in and listen. It should be really fun.
Oh, you can tune in?
Oh, sure. Of course. It's not just, this is open for everybody. We have my closed group, the Land Academy ladies, and then I have this property flip with Jill.
Let's chalk this up to yet another thing that confuses men about women. It's a women's group, but men can join.
You don't get to join, but you get to watch.
Well, women
you'll see.
Men have been watching women do stuff for a lot of years.
You'll see.
In a lot of different venues.
You got it. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you find our content valuable, and we appreciate your support. If you haven't already, get on over to our YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, and by the way, then you'll get notified of my event tomorrow. What?
And your comments and suggestions help us to create the type of content you're here for. Hitting the like button helps to support our channel's algorithm. Engage your interest for future shows.
We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.